A quite poignant story to share with you in Quarantunes today, because we are featuring the music of Jan Kloss, who is a man with roots here in South Africa as well as in Kenya and Germany, currently based in New York City. And over the course of his career, he has released 6 albums and 2 EPs. In normal times, he would be touring all year round in North America and Europe, Asia and Africa. A man who's won 4 independent music awards and has contributed to a Grammy-nominated album called Healthy Food for Thought. He has opened for and collaborated with artists with big names like Pat Benatar, John Oates, Suzanne Vega. I could go on and on. I should also mention he's performed in several Broadway shows and that he is an ambassador for Desmond Tutu's Tutu Desk campaign, which hopes to deliver 20 million school desks to learners by 2025. There's an awful lot to talk about, but sadly, the thing I want to talk about most of all today is the loss of his manager to COVID-19. Jan Kloss joins us on the line from New York City. Jan, our condolences on the loss of somebody who I know was very, very special to you.
Good morning. Yes, thank you very much.
Jan,
good afternoon in your case.
It is indeed good afternoon to us in South Africa, but good morning to you in New York. Before we talk about what has happened in your life, talk to us a little bit about what it's like in New York City right now. It is a city that has been hit very hard by COVID-19. What's it like living there?
Well, it's starting to get better, and we're starting to slowly open up, especially upstate New York, so outside of the city of New York. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's fine, you know, it really, we're spending a lot of time outdoors. That's really, you know, when I do anything social, it's usually in some park with a little bit of distancing.
Okay. So, obviously it's going to be a long time before we are all back to situation normal, but good to hear that things are improving in New York. However, you have faced a very close personal loss, to this pandemic. I believe your own manager, is one of the victims of COVID-19, Jan?
Yes, that's right. So, Gary Salzman, my manager with Big Management, fell ill from COVID-19 related illness and passed away March 31st. And, you know, I had a new song that came out right after that, and we dedicated that to him, including the new music video for Pilot Light. And, you know, it's been tough. At first, I'd have to say that it was a shock, you know. Mm. It's not something you expect, and probably one of the worst things about it is that we weren't able to say goodbye, you know, to him. So that was terrible. It was terrible.
How long had you worked together?
I signed with Big Management in the fall of 2018.
Okay, so obviously the relationship between a musician and manager is a close one. You would have worked together very closely on the new music, so it's wonderful that you've taken one of those new singles and dedicated it to his memory. Gary, we're going to play that track for our audience today, but before we talk about the song and say goodbye, I mentioned at the start that you are involved with the Tutu Desk campaign, which is such a wonderful initiative, aiming to get a version of a school desk onto the laps of learners who need them desperately. Obviously, everybody's lives have been turned upside down by COVID-19. All sorts of campaigns with really important causes have had to be sidelined because of the more direct need to feed hungry people, for example, here in South Africa. Is the Tutu Desk campaign affected in that way, or are you able to continue promoting that work on the side?
Well, you know, as far as I know, they are continuing, but I think, you know, everyone has hit a pause button of sorts. So there are certain things that are working, certain things that are not. Mm. I think what's important to remember for people is that we have to keep working towards a reopening, because at this stage, you know, you can't continue doing what we're doing now. Mm. So what I'm trying to do is do everything that's possible, including with the various charities I work with. There's another one I work with called Brick by Brick that's in Uganda, so active in Uganda. They just had a big fundraiser, and we raised, I think, $43,000 for them.
Fantastic.
So, you know, you have to just keep going. You have to do what's possible and what's safe. And there are a lot of things that you can do, and that's what I'm trying to focus on.
Okay. As I said, we're playing out with the new single Pilot Light, and you mentioned that it's been launched with a new music video, and I believe the views of the video already have passed 100,000 rand in the past couple of hours. Jan, just tell us a little bit about the song before we say goodbye and share it with our audience.
Sure. So, you know, when we initially had this scheduled for release, we had a different music video planned. And then with Gary's passing, my manager, Gary Salzman's passing, we changed the approach and created a video in lockdown with the musicians that are in my band filming themselves at home, playing along to the track, and filming footage of their New York, different New York neighborhoods. Everyone lives in a different New York neighborhood, you know, mm-hmm. from Manhattan to Queens, the Bronx to Brooklyn. We all cut all that together into a tribute video for Gary Saltman.
Can't wait to listen to it. Jan, for our listeners who enjoy what they're about to hear, what's the best place to find more of your music to explore?
Oh, Apple Music, Spotify, website, you know, the usual. Jan with two N's.
Jan with two N's.
Like the soccer player.
Okay, so it's Jan with two N's and Close, spelled K-L-O-S-E. Jan, it's been wonderful to have you on the show again. We are so very sorry about the circumstances of the shooting of the new video and the need to be dedicating it to your manager who has passed away, Gary Saltzman. But thank you so much for joining us on the show this afternoon, and our best wishes to you and your bandmates as you continue to find your way back to some kind of new normal at the end of this journey. The song is called Pilot Light.
Didn't want to tell you no, there's no other place to go from here, from here. Water wells behind my eyes, I don't want to say goodbye. You're here, you're here, but I did everything I could, yeah. Come down on me, driving hard, but I can't see the road. The road. Looking up, I'm looking down. All alone in this big town, I go.
His name's Jan Close, and let me repeat the spelling. It's J-A-N-N and surname K-L-O-S-E. You'll find his music on all the major streaming platforms, and a reminder that that song, Pilot Light, is dedicated to the memory of his late manager, Gary Saltzman, who passed away due to COVID-19 at the end of March.